Happy October, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful ladies. I cannot believe that we are in the last quarter of 2021. That is absolutely wild. And boy, have we had a year post-2020. I hope that you all have been enjoying the content thus far in the Contemporary Goddess Collective. And this month, what I really wanted to do was to set us up for a really, really, really powerful end of the year. I wanted us to start integrating everything that we've learned and actually applying it, because it's one thing to learn and it's another thing to apply. So all of you have been doing so well on the learning and understanding, but we really need to go ahead and integrate this into our lives. So what I want to do in this next month is for us to really focus on integrating some of the things that we've learned to help up-level our lives. Now, we're going to make this into a fun 30-day challenge, and you are going to have some to-dos for the day, some to-dos for the week, and we are going to check in on a weekly basis, but also at the end of the month to see how y'all did. And you guys are going to go ahead and share your little final checklist with me so I can see how y'all did, and there will be a lucky winner. Now, the lucky winner will get another free year in the CGC and a 2022 Batsy reading. So that's, I think, pretty good incentive to integrate some of these things. But I really feel like it's even more important because after this integration period, I want us to do a really awesome manifesting period. So this is going to set us up to get into the right mindset, to rewire our brain, to really tap into the subconscious, do some of the things that we've been focusing on. And then I'm thinking in November, we do a manifesting challenge where we get to go ahead and choose something that we want to manifest, and we are going to implement everything that we've learned to manifest exactly whatever it is that we want. So for this month, I will send you a checklist. That is all you're going to use. There's no other audios. But basically what we're going to do is, on a daily basis, I want you to wake up and I want you to set an intention. I want you to set an intention using one of the rituals that you may have created during the ritual month. Now, this can be set while maybe lighting a candle in the morning. It can be done while you're stirring your sugar or honey or creamer or collagen into your coffee. So you're setting your intention. You want to go ahead and stir clockwise and really think about that intention and very purposefully drink your coffee or tea. It could even be simply just speaking the intention into a glass of water and sipping on that first thing in the morning. So I want you to really go ahead and create that morning ritual for yourself in terms of setting an intention. Now, the next thing I want you to do, this can be done either while you're still in bed or while you're getting ready or in the shower, or maybe right after setting your intention, I am going to go ahead and give you guys an affirmation playlist. And I want you to go ahead and play that affirmation playlist 3, 4, 5 times, however many times you'd like, but at least once. And I want you to do that every single day for the next 30 days. I also want you to go ahead and journal on a daily basis. So you know how much I love journaling, and throughout the months in the CGC, I've given you guys journal prompts. And so I'd really like for you guys to go ahead and journal on a daily basis. Now, you could do this as a brain dump, or you can go ahead and do the method of 3-page morning rituals. I forget who actually created that, but basically you just write and write and write until you've written 3 pages. So whatever it is that comes out. Or you can go ahead and set a timer and tell yourself that you're going to go ahead and write for 5 minutes. Whatever it is, I want you to go ahead and journal every single day. The other thing that I would like for us to implement is a no phone policy first thing in the morning. And I am a huge believer in not looking at your phone. So the only reason I would ever want you to look at your phone then is if you are going ahead and pulling up your affirmation playlist. Now, there's 3 reasons why I don't like looking at my phone first thing in the morning and why I don't think you should either. One of the first reasons is that when you first wake up and look at your phone, you're already setting yourself to be in a reactionary mode, right? Instead of being proactive towards your own goals and your own thoughts, you're looking at Instagram or you're looking at Facebook or you're looking at emails or you're looking at text messages, and you are responding to those. You are reacting to those. So you're looking at all of these things and responding to people's opinions and you feel a response to them, which places your attention and energy on reacting instead of focusing and being proactive for yourself. The second thing is that when you start scrolling, you're immediately put into a state of comparison, sometimes jealousy, sometimes envy. And what that does is it sets you up for negative thoughts right from the onset of the morning. So instead, I want you to go ahead and reach for the affirmations list or affirmations playlist, and I want you to go ahead and play that out loud instead of looking at anything else on social media so that you're actually going ahead and tuning your body into the most positive and high vibration state instead of one that's negative. And lastly, when you look at your phone first thing in the morning, these negative emotions can actually have a physiological impact. So when we're reacting or feeling thoughts that are negative, our stress response is activated, which secretes our stress hormone, cortisol, which elevates our blood pressure, gets our heart racing, and so we're already in this very anxious state. So again, instead of reaching for your phone and scrolling or looking at emails or looking at Instagram or looking at your text messages, what I want you to do is go straight to your affirmations playlist, and I want you to play that without looking at anything in your phone so that you're going ahead and setting up yourself for a very positive day and setting your body up in a physiological state that is high vibration. The other part of this challenge is going to be movement. Now, you know that we've discussed many times in previous months how important movement is for our body. Moving moves our emotions in our body. And so I want you all to at least do 4 days a week of movement. This could be in the form of walking. It could be in the form of stretching. It could be in the form of yoga. It could be in the form of a workout. It could be in the form of jumping jacks or random squats and lunges while you're watching TV. It does not matter, but I want you to make sure that you go ahead and schedule in at least 4 days of movement, if not every single day. You know how much I care about movement. I would love for y'all to do it every day, but I'm going to be reasonable and have reasonable expectations of not just you, but also for myself, because I'm going to be doing this 30-day challenge with y'all. But I do want you to at least move your body 4 times a week. The next thing that I want you guys to make sure that you do is take care of your body using food and drink. I want everyone to start drinking half their body weight in ounces of water every single day. So that means that if you're 120 pounds, you should be drinking 60 ounces of water daily. If you're 140 pounds, you should be drinking 70 ounces of water daily. And I want you to really pay attention to that and really notice what a change drinking that type of water and hydrating your body does. In addition to that, I'm not going to tell you to eliminate food groups. I'm not going to tell you not to eat your junk food. I'm not going to tell you to like go vegan. But what I will tell you to do is to incorporate 14 different foods to help your gut microbiome. And so what I mean by that is a different color, different variation of the same food still is considered a different type of food. And I like to go for 14. So that means if I'm having mushrooms, I'll try to do like 3 different types of mushrooms. If I'm doing bell peppers, yellow, orange, and red count as 3 different foods. And so what you want to do is make sure that throughout the day you're having 14 different foods that will help stimulate the gut flora and help keep you really healthy, help keep your immunity nice and strong, and help keep that bacteria in your gut in a state that prevents you from getting sick, that allows you to have great digestion, that allows you to have really good mental clarity, because we know that so much of our gut health affects our mental health. So in addition to everything else, we want to make sure that we're having enough water and we're eating foods or adding foods into our diet that are going to help with our entire positive up-leveling of life. Now that we've talked about your daily items to do for your checklist, I'm going to give you a few more things to do on a weekly basis. One of the things is to go ahead and use my weekly reflection exercise that's in the bio, and I'll also go ahead and link it in this month's group. I want you to go ahead and do that weekly reflection exercise. I want you to think about the previous week and really reflect on it and journal about it. So you're going to do that once a week. In addition, I want you to go ahead and also incorporate some feminine care, self-love care once a week. So that means either taking a bath once a week, maybe getting a massage, maybe doing something that stimulates your creativity, like maybe painting, or doing something that really allows you to tap into your feminine energy. So you know we've done an entire month on feminine energy, and if you don't remember, you can always go back to that month to enhance what it is that we, or to remind you of what it is that we discussed. But I want you to go ahead and do some sort of weekly self-care feminine practice. And then the last thing that I want you to do every week is a form of connecting, a form of connecting to the amazing women in this group. And I know everyone's been busy and we haven't really been super active on our Facebook private group. I know I haven't either, but I want you to go on there and consciously every week share your progress once a week in the CGC group. Now I'll go ahead and put a little prompt there every week, but you don't have to wait for my prompt to say anything. I want you to go ahead, share your experience, see how the challenge is going, encourage each other to get through the 30 days, because I am telling you that after these 30 days, you are gonna feel a whole different vibe. You are gonna be up-leveled, you're gonna be flying high vibe, and you're going to be able to get into your manifestation mode, which is why I want you to go ahead and get into this mode so that you can end this year with a bang and also start 2022 with the thought process and mindset that you can achieve and have anything and everything that you want for the life that you want. So that's your 30-day challenge, guys. And at the end of the month, I want you to go ahead and send me your 30 days and let me know how much you completed. And what we're going to do is give the winner a free year of CGC and a 2022 reading. So I'm super excited. Just to recap, and of course, you're going to have this on a little sheet. Your daily rituals are going to be to set an intention using either a candle, maybe stirring your coffee or tea, or into your water. You're going to journal daily. You're going to move your body 4 times a week at least. You're not going to look at your phone first thing in the morning, and instead, you're going to go ahead and listen to the affirmation playlist that you have here. You're going to do a weekly reflection exercise. You are going to drink half your body weight in ounces of water. You're going to go ahead and incorporate 14 different foods into your diet to enhance your microbiome. You're going to take care of yourself and do a weekly self-care feminine practice. And you're going to connect with your community once a week. So there you have it, guys. Happy October. Let this challenge begin. I'm going to be doing this with you. And so I'll be giving my updates and I hope to hear y'all's. I hope you have a beautiful month and I cannot wait to finish 2021 off in the most high vibe way.